Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
We're here to announce that Ron Renicki is our interim manager.
The main thing that I think that I do the best is to get most out of the players. And our focus is to try to get back in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Dale Arnold.
I don't necessarily see him returning to New England. That's not to say he won't.
I'll give you another scoop.
99.6% Tom Brady never wears a Patriots jersey again.
Scoops everywhere.
Rich Key.
Teams do not fear the Buck.
Am I being a little Freddy scared here?
I'm not afraid of no ghost.
Dale and Keefe with zero-time Pro Bowler Jermaine Wiggins.
God damn it, Wiggins.
Get deep in there.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I just want to say this right now. I did not endorse using that particular company open today.
It's a cheap shot. Everybody knows he got snubbed.
I got
snubbed. He should have been a Pro Bowler.
Right, one or two years with the Vikings. 2 year Pro Bowler.
Could have been.
I mean, he has certainly made the case over and over.
Well, it's one of those things. Once the guy makes the Pro Bowl, he makes it every year.
That's like winning
a gold glove. It's like, are you really the best or are you just, it's a reputation award.
That's all it is.
Come on. He's got the Super Bowl ring, though.
I do have that.
Take that, Algie Crumpler.
So.
And Jason Witten.
Christian Scoops Fourier is now quoted in the New York Post today.
I mean, let's be honest. With the Tom Brady stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody.
People
everywhere
are jumping on everything, and I don't blame them. Because I think I even said this earlier in the season about how obviously he is a free agent at the end of the year, and if they don't get something done during the year, then him playing for another team is the biggest story in sports. Because he wants to play.
Every day over my shoulder on ESPN, they talk about it like four times an hour.
The only other thing I can even think of is when Michael Jordan did that weird retirement and then played baseball and then came back. That whole saga was bizarre. But if you remember, at the time that that happened, Jordan was the best player in the league.
Yep.
But he was a three-time champ.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He came back and won another three-peat.
Yep, right.
Whereas Tom Brady is the best football player of all time. Six Super Bowl wins, nine appearances.
Now, he's not at the peak of his career, obviously,
he's
at the age of 42.
He's not at the peak, but he's also not
his presence.
Wizards Jordan either.
No, right, right. Wizards Jordan, because you got to think about Jordan after he won his sixth, then retired,
yes,
then came back to the Wizards.
And so, again, those are all big stories, but, again, this is different. This is the best football player ever, and I'm with you, Dale. He's not at the top of his game, but if the top of his game was at 100, what is he now? 85, 80, like it's still,
80, yeah.
it's still pretty high.
You can still win with it though.
Right.
I mean, and we did this at times during the course of the season last year. If you ranked the quarterbacks in the NFL last year, he would have been top 10.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Wiggy had him more like 5. I had him more like 10. So whatever
I based it too a lot on the personnel you had around them.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I said, if you put him in an offense similar to Kansas City, would he be top 5 in every statistic out there?
I don't know, but you definitely have more of a, you have a chance.
All right, right, okay.
There's a chance that is possible.
Right. You're looking at a guy that has played for one organization his whole career,
yeah,
has proven to be the greatest quarterback to ever play the position,
yeah,
and still people could argue that if he was in the right system, we're talking about it all the time. Hey, he goes to Dallas. They're automatically a contender.
Right.
So this guy can still play, and now he could potentially be wearing a uniform for another team.
Crazy. It's as crazy as it gets. And you're talking about 20 years of dominance. And not only that, but you would have Brady on another team, and you'd have Belichick still here, the best coach of all time, but with a different quarterback.
Yep.
That didn't happen. Like, Phil Jackson, what'd he do? He retired and then he joined up with the Lakers and then won with them. And you're like, okay. So he kind of bounced around a little bit. You're talking about two big things. Like the Patriots, how do they go on? Now, that's obviously much more of a local tie-in or local interest. But how do they go on with Belichick and the replacement for Brady. Meanwhile, Brady playing for somebody else and the intrigue across the league that would have. It is.
There's never been an athlete like this.
No.
It's never. The closest athlete that you think about, like a great player who played for one organization for 20 years.
I don't even know if there are.
Kobe Bryant's the only one that comes to the top of my head.
I say like Dirk, but then by the like Dirk Nowitzki at the end, and he only won one title.
And Kobe at the end.
Ray Bork played here for almost 20 years.
Yeah, but no cups.
No title.
You know, because Brady combines the individual success of the MVP with the team success with the Super Bowls. So there really is no one like him. Like if Tim
he just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And if Tim Duncan left the Spurs and wanted to play and went somewhere else. Now again, it's not nearly as.
But he was towards the end of his career, he wasn't as good.
So again, that's why there's no real perfect. Because Joe Montana, for example, you know Brady's hero, and at that point, maybe the best quarterback of all time. You go back and if you really remember, he was hurt.
Right, he was banged up,
and Steve Young actually started before they eventually traded him away, and so even that one's different.
So Christian yesterday, you know, he had a couple of bombs that he dropped, but the first one,
busy day on OMF,
should not make you feel confident if you're a Tom Brady fan.
And I would say this because I have changed my percentage.
What do you mean?
I think I was at 90%.
Wait. Percentage of him coming back?
Percent of him leaving.
Of leaving. Okay, what is it?
I am putting that at 99.6% Tom Brady never wears a Patriots jersey again.
Next time he shows up
at Gillette Stadium, it'll be either as a guest playing for another team or getting a red jacket.
What is the percentage again?
99.6.
Wow.
He is Gonski. He is not going to return.
Wow.
He's gone. Gonski.
Well, I don't know.
99.6. So that means what is that? There's a
0.4% still available.
Math is hard.
Yep. 0.4 sitting out there. So he says he is.
0.4 is hard to get.
And listen, everybody was happy with Fourier when during the year and on NFL Sunday with us, Wiggy, he said 100% not retiring.
Yes.
And so we all love to hear that. And we say, hey, this has got to be coming from somewhere.
Right.
Like, again, I don't think he's just pulling this out of the
sky. Foyer.
He talks to a lot of people. He adds it up. He turns over a lot of stones, just like Wiggy.
Yep.
You know, there might be more under these stones recently, but that's okay.
Well, he throws it. He just, you know, he might see a little bit on this stone and say, I'm going to run with this.
And then he runs with it. He takes the crumbs and he turns it into a meal. And then that's what we have
first
right now.
First 48, he's putting everybody in jail.
So that's scary, though. Yeah. The first 48, if you noticed, has become the new bank robbing scenario.
It's all Wiggy thinks about.
He's moved on from the bank robbers analogies, and now it is all the first 48. But that's what we're dealing with here. And I thought that was pretty significant.
But
now,
I'd ask him why. What would make you say 99?
You can call into the show and he'll talk to you.
Who, for you?
Well, they got a great caller, Jermaine from East Boston.
I've heard him on there.
Yeah, he's a tremendous caller. But I would ask, like, what would make you say 99.4?
Do we have the other cut? He talks about how what he thinks about how the team views Brady. So that might be why he believes that he is all but gone. Because it's not even 100% up to Tom Brady. Right, because maybe Tom Brady wants to come back, but maybe there's not even.
See, I need more than just like, all right, like my opinion is I don't think he's going anywhere because.
All right, and you allow not even a 0.4% that even you could 0.4. Be wrong.
New York Post,
run with this. I am 100% guaranteeing Brady will be back.
How can you possibly be 100% on any of this stuff?
I think the Patriots knew they weren't signing him before the season started. I believe the Patriots are 100% done.
Wow.
I don't believe that because
he actually said the Patriots wouldn't take him back for $15 million.
He said that?
Yes.
But why?
Really?
But,
do we have audio of that?
What's the backup plan?
We're getting it. Wow.
What's the backup plan?
For the Pats?
Yeah.
Stidham.
Give me the top five most realistic options besides Brady.
Yep.
To start week one for the Patriots in 2020.
Stidham.
Is this in any order, or is this
just
five?
You just said,
give me five guys.
Five guys. I'm not giving you in any order, right?
Okay.
I'm just giving you five.
Jared Stidham is definitely one of those guys.
Marcus Mariota.
Okay. you might be right. Bridgewater?
Cody Kessler.
No, I don't think Bridgewater.
I was kidding.
He's on the roster.
I know.
Put him on the list.
I don't say Bridgewater. I wouldn't say Cam or Andy Dalton.
Famous Jameis?
This is a trade.
It also depends on where Brady
goes. Dalton's more realistic just because you probably wouldn't have to give up more than about a third-round pick.
But think about it. You got to say now $17 million plus his $13 million.
No, I know, but I think you're going to have to do that no matter what.
Your drafted quarterback.
All right.
There's a quarterback that you're probably going
to... I think you can leave one open for. If he goes to Dallas, then Dak's available. I don't know if they take him. If he goes to the Raiders, then Derek Carr's available. But so we just put together a list. If it's not Tom Brady, mm-hmm. it could be Jarrett Stidham, Marcus Mariota,
your 23rd overall pick,
the kid Love probably, who's gonna be Jake Fromm, your guy,
whoever the 23rd could be Jake Fromm.
So that's why I don't believe that the Patriots are done with him. If you want to say they're done with him at a price, and maybe that $30 million number is one that they are not going to approach, I would agree to that. But to say that they wouldn't take him back at any price is idiotic, because what if you take another bridge quarterback and you're paying that? You're better off paying Brady.
That's exactly what Fourier said yesterday, though.
They know Brady's not coming back. I don't think they want Brady for $13 million. I don't think they want him. Period.
Wow. Well, guess what? They're going to pay him $13 million in dead money.
They don't want him for $13 million.
I can't see watching Jake Fromm though. I've watched him for the past 4 years in Georgia or 3 years in Georgia. And I got to watch him for the Pats.
I don't think. Yeah. I really don't think that they're done with him, at least right now.
Who's their best bridge quarterback? If you're Bill Belichick,
it's
you
Tom
are
Brady.
Sitting in the meeting. You
Brady.
Got your, you know, if you ever been in the 2A, a team meeting room, the coaches meeting
that's
room.
That's a bridge quarterback. That's your franchise quarterback.
Well, that's a franchise quarterback.
Right. Superstar.
I'm going to pull the curtain back on the sausage a little bit, right?
Ew.
You're going to.
That's sort of a mixed metaphor, isn't it?
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah.
Pull the curtain.
Well, we should try that again.
That's how it's made.
Pull the curtain
right?
back
so
on
you
the
go,
sausage?
So you go into the coach.
Okay, a natural casing on that, or what do you got?
You go into the coach's meeting room. Right?
Cut that meat!
Yeah, I'm listening.
And there's a depth chart board, and then there's a draft board, and then there's a position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey. Here's our quarterbacks, like you said. Here are our top five quarterbacks that will give us the best chance to continue on. You're telling me that Bill Belichick doesn't have Brady on the number one on his list of all those guys that we just talked about?
See, I would think that he would.
According to Christian Fourier, he does not.
Wow.
We got conflicting Patriots tight ends.
Now, Tom E. Curran has been suggesting that perhaps Brady will go out there and, like the NBA, put together a super team, you know, put together a group of guys that he wants to play with. You know, I don't know who's available. Well, I do know somebody who's available, and apparently he's quite anxious to be with Tom as well.
Tom, if you listen to this, I love you, bro.
We're going to cut this out and send it to Tom Brady.
Yeah, send it to Tom. Hey, okay. Tom, man, I appreciate you so much, bro. I would have had 2,000 yards last year, but, you know, they brought down the movement. Wherever Tom go, man, I think I want to play with Tom. 2020 Tom, maybe. 20 touchdowns, 25 maybe. Tom.
Wow. If it was a Brady-Brown ticket, I'd vote for it. Not to go politics on you, but I'd vote for those guys.
Man, 2,000-yard season. Pats would have had their seventh Super Bowl.
We would have been in Miami for a week.
Right.
Would have been really nice, but didn't happen. No, that would, if you're talking about a super team,
he's
that's
the only guy
that qualifies.
Yeah.
Danny Amendola does not equal a super team.
Well, he thinks
even so. Emmanuel Sanders, who does?
Danny Amendola thinks he does.
No, even he's realistic. Yeah, he knows that's not the case.
He's like, ooh, I just want to be a bench player.
But Antonio Brown and, you know, Curran even told us yesterday, and Brown kind of alluded to it in his Pittsburgh interview. Brady's still been in contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how much, how often, but he's still trying to kind of help Brown out, and I think maybe the light at the end of the tunnel is we could play again, you know, especially if he leaves New England, and as long as he doesn't go to the Raiders, he could play with Antonio Brown next year. Now, maybe Brown still gets suspended 4 games or 8 games, mm-hmm. but guess what? Brady knows what that's like. Well, we'll see you when we see you. Week 5, week 9, you're there. That's all that matters. I could see that happen.
I don't know what you're down. When are they gonna let Brown know about something? How long does this thing drag on?
You dragged him back to there.
No, because if you're Brady,
you played the Antonio Brown cut. So you have nobody to blame but yourself.
No, but then you let him to. When's Goodell gonna tell?
But if you're Brady,
I didn't say it. But
if you're Tom Brady, you got to be thinking about that.
So I think what you do is if you're Tennessee or mm-hmm. Miami or whatever, one of these teams with cap space and a need at wideout.
Right. Do you just put a spot aside?
You sign him, and then you force the league's hand. Like, he's on our roster now, and then that would speed things up. That's what I think would happen.
All right, so if it's Miami or Tennessee.
And because that's how you get Brady, too. Like, so you're like, it's you're like, all right, it's like the Nets. They got Durant. They're like, ah, I guess we have to sign Kyrie then too because that they're a package deal. Because Brady could say, hey, it's coming down for me, you know, either Tennessee or Miami. If one of you guys sign Antonio Brown, I'll go there. Could be crazier than that, right?
Wow, that's to think that you're going to put it on. Hey,
yeah, sign him.
Sign AB, and I'll sign with you.
Because part of the reason why he would
leave
here
is that even if you signed AB,
right,
and Tom says, okay, I'm there, and then you find out, oh, he's suspended for a year.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
If you're the team, why would you do that?
It's on Goodell.
Well, because you got Brady. Right? That's why you would do it. If you want Tom Brady,
you'd have to believe that. But you'd have to believe that Brady has that's what he's thinking is wherever I go.
I mean, you've seen the free agent list of receivers. Oh, Antonio Brown is so much better than all of those guys.
I mean, the other one on the list is Amari Cooper.
That's Cooper, who will probably go to Dallas and maybe or stay in Dallas. And maybe if Brady happens to go there, then there'd be less of
But if you're Brady and it's all about AB, why not just go, okay, Tampa? I'm going to sign with you, and then you guys sign it. Now I have Mike Evans.
That's too much. It's too much.
Godwin and AB. Why not do that?
Yep.
If you want to go to the team that has a need for quarterback, has the best talent in the passing game for you, that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can know that, you say, hey, listen, I want to, you know, bring in Antonio Brown. And AB wants to play with Brady, and you might be able to get him on one of those contracts that you said, hey, listen, AB, it's basically got to be a week-to-week deal with you because, you know, we don't know what you're going to do. And now Brady goes, well, if AB decides not to do what he's supposed to do and keep himself in the right state of mind, I still got two other guys I can fall back on.
All right, so I'll play the game just because it's fun because this happened several days ago. Mike Florio wrote about this on ProFootballTalk.com, and he says that Joe Burrow – maybe thinking about trying to get the Bengals to not draft him or to get someone else to trade up and get him. He's dropping breadcrumbs that, you know, Cincinnati's not exactly what I have in mind here.
Well, it wouldn't be for anybody.
No. But so the notion here is you get Cincinnati to deal away the first overall pick because Burrow has already indicated, you know, this is going to be like Eli Manning or something. I don't want to do this. I mean, I don't think there's anything the Patriots could give up that would get the first overall pick, is there?
No, nope. No, they don't have enough.
No.
I can't imagine
what it could be.
Gilmore?
They don't have it. They would need like two first-round draft picks. They would need a lot.
So what you would need would be like a three-team deal, and that would only be if Brady was actually under contract. Like, you can't even trade Brady.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem.
You'd have to be in the top 15.
No, you're not getting them.
Plus, you'd have to have a second. You'd have to have two picks in the first round, and one would have to be pretty high.
Right.
So you could, you know, finagle it to move on up. There's no
You already way. Traded your second round pick for Sanu. No, there's no chance they could get him.
No.
I hope he doesn't pull an Eli Manning, though. Like, it's one thing if
He's an Ohio kid, so.
Super Bowl week, Joe Burrow was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he said, and I'm quoting, "You want to go number one, but you also want to go to a great organization that is committed to winning. Committed to winning Super Bowls."
Yeah, Cincinnati's not. But too bad.
Well,
that's where you're going.
And adding to that is Carson Palmer Super Bowl week
went
on record and said the Bengals are not trying to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, the guy who is coaching Joe Burrow to get him ready for the draft is Carson Palmer's brother, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, listen, it's a terrible spot.
But would you want to go there, though? I mean, if you're him, Mike, do you really want to go there? Knowing that, all right, he goes there, and in 3 or 4 years, what are you? You're just not very good. You've thrown a ton of interceptions because you got no talent around you. And
you are kind of screwed. I mean, if you go to a team that you don't want to go to as a first-round pick, you're there for 5 years, and then they could franchise you twice.
Right.
And now you're 7 years in Cincinnati without even a real option.
And who knows how many coaches that they recycle in Cincinnati.
Oh, you play for about five different – well, actually, no, Cincinnati sticks with their guys. They had Marvin Lewis there
forever.
Yeah,
they never fire anybody.
So maybe that would be the problem. You're just stuck with Zach Taylor forever.
So get that notion out of your head if you're a Patriots fan and you're thinking, well, we got it. What we got to do is get Joe Burrow to replace Tom Brady.
No, that's the one quarterback that I think it's fair to say you won't have. There are probably other scenarios where somebody either falls or you trade up or you could.
Looking at that scenario, then your best bet is to say, okay, let's go with Jarrett Stidham. Let him. Hopefully he's that bad. We're not going to put a bunch of pieces around him. And then next year we're number one in the draft, and we can maybe get either Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields.
You see the USA Today headline, ex-teammate says the Patriots are, quote, 100% done with Tom Brady.
I've seen that headline, and I know which ex-teammate. It's not Jermaine Wiggins.
They got to pick up Wiggins and the exact opposite. I'm 100%
guaranteeing he'll be back.
And this is based on?
I'm turning over rocks.
You got nothing.
Yeah, but you've been turning over rocks for like 2 weeks now. You got nothing here.
This is based on
By the way, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's like a lot different than what Christian Fourier has.
No, they're all just kind of...
It's his belief.
It's his belief. Yeah, but Wiggies is just like any fan. That's
no,
what,
my belief that, is yeah, that is. He's not going to go play for Chan Gailey.
No, that does hurt my Miami stance. I'll give you that.
He's, you know, maybe he plays for Mike McCarthy.
So here's what I think the Patriots view right now. They're playing this thing out. They're saying, oh, Brady, for the first time in his career, is going to be a free agent. But guess what? Brady is also... always kind of caved. He's never forced their hand and said, this is what I'm worth. He's also never forced their hand and said, hey, keep Deion Branch, keep Wes Welker, keep Logan Mankins. We've done whatever we've wanted. As great of a player as he is, that's all he is. He's just an employee.
He's always been employee number 12.
And he's going to cave again. That's what the Patriots are banking on. That's what they're banking on, because they don't want to pay him $30 million, but they do want him. I disagree with Fourier. I think they do want him, but at the right price. And they're assuming his whole career he's played at essentially the right price for us, and that's what he's going to do again.
He's such a nice guy that at the end of the day, he always goes, all right.
And the thought of after 20 years leaving, like this isn't a guy, you know, 5 years in the league goes to play somewhere else.
Right.
This is an established guy, and that's what they're banking on. But I feel feel like he's different, though.
No, but there's reality that. Think about that. He's been in the league for 20 years. You're telling me he doesn't talk to players, and players go, man, I wish I had a coach like Belichick. I'm playing for this idiot McCarthy. I'm playing for this moron out in, you know, wherever it may be. And then he's going to go, do I really want to go? Because, Dale, you said it, and I think you're 100% right. Best case scenario, it's 3 years, but for the most part, it's 2 years. I really want my last 2 years to be spent with John Gruden?
That's a valid question.
Or do I really want to play for Anthony Lynn?
Maybe. Seems like a nice guy. Rex Ryan cried about him the other day.
But no, but he's got to be thinking, and I've been with, and just from, you know, talking to guys throughout the league and say, oh, man.
What about this? What if I flip it on you? Does he really want to play two more years with Bill Belichick? Run their course? Not that he hates him. I'm not suggesting that, but just I think has he, it run its course.
But I think he respects Bill as a coach that understands winning, and he's talked to enough people. I'll tell you right now, I would much rather play for a mailbox than Chad than Brad Childress.
Chili was not a good coach.
No. And so as a player, you start to see and you go, okay, like John Fox was a good coach that I played for, and you start to see certain guys and you go, okay, I could play for that guy. And
I'm just guessing now. I've never talked to Tom Brady, obviously, about anything like that. I got to think that if Tom Brady watched Hard Knocks at all last summer, he goes, that guy's a clown.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's a clown. Knock if you hear me. I mean, really?
Well, what about Mike Vrabel and Brian Flores?
Oh, I think there are other valid guys.
Oh, okay.
Vrabel is absolutely one. I think Sean Payton is absolutely one. I think Bruce Arians may be one.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, could be.
Beefo might be a guy. Really? I got Chan Gailey, though?
Oh, I know, but who's going to be really running the offense? It's going to be Brady.
Right, but then think about if wherever he goes, if he is running the offense, now how many coaches and players does he have to teach his offense to? So how much time do I have to spend?
How many guys on the Patriots does he have to teach his offense to?
No, he's got Josh McDaniels to do his dirty work, right? You. So Josh is doing all that stuff.
He's got Julian Edelman to help.
Yeah, he's got Troy Brown on the staff. You know what?
I know, but that worked so well last year.
No, I know.
Edelman can only do so much.
But if you get the pieces.
N'Keal Harry didn't even know where to line up.
No, but you got to get the pieces is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
if
you do.
If you don't bring in pieces for Brady.
That's the most important thing for him right now.
Yep. He can go back to New England, but if he's still throwing to N'Keal Harry and Mohamed Sanu and Jacoby Myers, it's not going to make a difference.
Right.
We're going to give you the opportunity, I stress opportunity, to win an all-inclusive five-night, six-day trip for two to Aruba. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get back to your calls on the other side as well at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Call from Mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Go to weei.com/Aruba. Enter the code word baseball right now to enter to win an all-inclusive 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Aruba. You'll stay at DV Village Golf and Beach Resort. You'll enjoy access to 10 freshwater pools that offer everything from water slides to quiet adult areas and swim-up bars.
Ooh.
All accommodations offer fully equipped kitchens, spacious living areas, and private balconies or patios. Enter the code word baseball at weei.com/Aruba right now for your chance to win a getaway to the one big happy island. Your next chance to win is at 4:30 on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. It's all brought to you by DV Village Golf and Beach Resort and the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You said something about adult areas?
Well, I sort of assumed the swim-up bar would constitute an adult area
as well.
Kids
can swim up there. They can get themselves a soda. Shirley Temple.
Yeah, they can get themselves a nice little soda.
Yeah.
I'll go down there with you, and, you know, we can throw the pigskin around.
Oh, I'd love that. The beach?
Yeah.
Add a little, it's good for you, too.
You know, add a little extra to the prize.
I like
me
that.
Me and Fourier.
I enjoy vodka cranberry.
I'll go down there.
You could be our Tom Brady.
I'll be involved in that.
A couple of quick programming notes, if I may. Not that we're wishing our life away. Peter King's going to join us tomorrow. We'll get the latest from a national perspective on Brady and the quarterback carousel.
Because he had comments about Jerry Jones just getting swooped up in it and signing Brady.
Andrew Raycroft will join us in studio tomorrow to take calls from Bruins fans from noon to 1. Michael Irvin is going to join the program on Friday. I was a little concerned about that not being an option for us anymore.
Significant people and I.
He had a scoops bomb too. Now.
Meaning in that same direction.
No, he'll be great on Friday.
Maybe because
he was shocked. Did you see that thing in Pro Football Talk?
He couldn't believe
it
blew up the way it did.
He really couldn't. He's like, people are listening to that show? He's like, how the hell did that get out there?
Maybe we call it a scoop.
I don't even
snipe.
Remember their names, for God's sakes.
No, he just refers to us as Boston because that's his Boston hit, and that's what he remembers.
Back to the call.
Is 6-1. Dale and Keith?
Yeah, it is. 617-779-7937. Doug's in Rhode Island. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Just listening, man. It's a cool show.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. Hey, I think Brady will be back. If they could sign, I think, Amendola, you know, a guy that can get open for him.
Yeah, that'd do it.
That's what hurt him last year. They're double-teaming Edelman. They needed another guy that could just get open on, like, third down or something.
You think Amendola's got anything left?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you run 7 yards and kind of crouch down.
Yeah, that's what they need.
7 yards.
I mean, it's third and six,
and you go seven and crouch. Hey, that's a first down. I'll take it.
I do agree that Tom Brady is probably at least as concerned about the personnel around him as he is about the financial terms of a potential new deal. I'm not saying it would trump it, but at least. And right now, I don't know what Bill Belichick could guarantee him. He could say, hey, we want to go get this guy. We want to go get that guy. You know, we want to bring you that guy.
Right.
But he can't guarantee anything.
No.
No, he can't.
But if it's based on the personnel, then you have to look at the spots that are available and go, okay, so who can Miami bring?
Basically, anybody they want. That's
like
a free
who, though?
Agent.
But there's no real, really the only
Antonio Brown.
All right, so he's the only. He's the only.
I mean, Emmanuel Sanders.
Let's put him aside. But the Patriots could get Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, they probably could, but they didn't for some reason.
No. But when you look at the free agent market, you said it yourself.
Yeah, the free agent market's not great. So it'd have to be a trade, and other teams can do trades. Other teams have higher draft picks than you that can make maybe better trades. That's another thing I can think of. Amendola. Like, I don't want to completely dismiss it as, like, a nice add-on piece, but that's not what it's going to be to convince him to stay. That's
The offense
is a game changer.
He likes Amendola.
Of course he does.
He'd be happy to have him here.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to Tampa Bay, doesn't every other team, when you look at the personnel, you'd have to say, okay, all right, you go to Dallas.
Aren't all of these teams we're talking about, don't they have better skill position players than you do here?
The Chargers
I would say Tampa, the Chargers would.
Yeah. I think Tennessee, it's better, especially if they have Derrick Henry and just that element of
If they re-sign Derrick Henry. But if they don't re-sign Derrick Henry.
Then I don't think you'd go there.
So you have to start to factor in some of these things. And then, with some of the other teams, Miami, they might have a ton of money, but who are you really going to get in free agency?
But they already have Parker, which is a good start.
But you have Edelman.
I got you. You do.
Unless you got a clear cut advantage, aren't all the coaches basically saying to Brady, hey, we promise we're going to go out there and do everything we can?
Which is why you'd probably, if that's what you were going to use as your decision making point, you'd go to the place that's already got things guaranteed.
Right.
You go to New Orleans, you know what you got. You know you got Kamara. You got Thomas.
Yeah, but you're only going to New Orleans depending on what.
I'm just using that as an example. You go to Tampa, you know what you got.
That's it. Well, then there's your number one landing spot for Tom Brady.
You think Tampa?
Well, because if you're basing it off of.
I mean, it could be.
But if you're basing it off of personnel, Dallas, we don't know because we don't know what the whole Dak Prescott situation, right?
Yeah,
we don't know about
Elliott and Cooper.
But we don't know about New Orleans because of the Drew Brees. You are not first priority on maybe those lists.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You understand? You're following me here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you start to look
at. But don't the Chargers automatically have better receivers and running backs than the Patriots? Right now.
Right. But okay, so you'd have to say, all right, I got Tampa and I got the Chargers. What do I like better? Am I going to prefer working with Bruce Arians or Anthony Lynn? Yeah. Do I like the fact that I'm on the East Coast versus the West Coast, AFC, NFC?
Those are all factors.
But when you start to look at it from Brady's perspective, you now need to narrow and shrink that field. Because the New Orleans thinks, yeah, it's a great opportunity, but what if Drew Brees is coming back?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Right? And so in Dallas is the same thing. Are they really moving on from Prescott? So the only two available spots or three is Tampa, the Chargers, and Tennessee. And I think Tampa has the best talent out of all those three spots.
Steve's calling on the cell phone. Hey, Steve.
Guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Rich, I'm not going to get an argument with you, but did you say that Jackie Gladys Jr. has never been the best outfielder on the team?
Yeah.
Defensively?
Yes.
You're out of your mind. Tell me who's better.
Mookie Betts was better for the last, 4 or 5 years, and now Kevin.
I don't agree with that.
No way.
And now Kevin Pillar is.
You're out of your mind. Listen.
No, I'm not out of my mind. What do you base it off of, Steve?
Jackie Gladys Jr. has a highlight catch every week.
Oh, so you base Mookie it just Betts on played highlight catches?
No. I'm talking about overall.
Steve, I don't know what metric you use. If you want to use fielding percentage, Pillar is better. If you want to use defensive war, Pillar is better.
Jackie Bradley Jr. right now and his teammates.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is worse than those guys. Pillar has a better range. He commits less errors. He's got a great arm as well. Like, it's not a huge
Jackie
insult.
Jackie Bradley has a great arm, too.
Okay, but it's not as good as Pillar. Pillar has a better range. They're stats. They track this. All these nerds. What?
The park.
The triangle.
The pack? These guys the all, all the nerds factor all this stuff in, and every defensive stat you can come up with, Kevin Pillar greater than Jackie Bradley.
But going back to your other point.
I'm not out of my mind. These are all numbers. You can go take a look at it. Take a look at it. All right, okay, you're your eye test, because I'm sure you're watching Pillar all the time. Your lead was he makes a highlight catch every day. So he had a web gem.
I think Jackie Bradley Jr. is a better defensive outfielder than Mookie Betts.
So we disagree. And what are you based on?
We just disagree.
Stats? And do you have any stats?
No, I'm not even going to give you stats. Just based on who's,
you don't
have watching
who's better
the stats.
Because Bradley or Betts?
Betts is.
Well, then there
Betts
you go.
Is. So are you a highlight reel catch guy, or what do you base it off of?
I'm just telling you, watching them play all the time.
I test.
I think he's a better defensive outfielder. Mookie Betts is superior.
No, Betts is better. Betts is better.
Defensively, I don't believe so.
100%.
I think it's easy in baseball because they have numbers to prove it.
And they really go crazy with the numbers now, too. Like, I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but they have range numbers. They have how many runs you prevent versus the next guy. Just like where everybody's obsessed with war, like for Trout and for Betts and everybody. There's defensive war, and Betts is better than Jackie Bradley. It's not a crazy thing. And even if you want to go with gold gloves, like, I don't think gold gloves is a great metric, but Betts has won a bunch of them, and I think Bradley's won it once.
Well, I think there's enough numbers now to prove, you know, you could do it like in football, you do it for a cornerback, right? There's enough numbers to prove how this guy does against, you know, this receiver, how quarterbacks do against him. Where in baseball, there's enough numbers to prove, you know, what his defensive ability is based on his errors, his, you know, percentage of making plays that 100%. Are in gaps or whatever it may be.
And he's
be.
Very good. It's just they're obsessed with it, and they say how great he is. And there was a time in the American League East where he was like the third or fourth best center fielder. Like, Kevin Kiermaier's better.
But we know
the guy
they're
that was
good.
Playing for the Rays for all
but
time.
I would ask, to me, the more important question, which one is better at the plate?
Yeah, that's not even close. Oh, Pillar and Bradley? That is close.
So that's where it's more important, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're both good enough that even if one's a little bit better, it's, you know.
But he had a highlight catch that guy remembers, so that's why he's the guy. So does Betts and Pillar not have highlight catches? Right. And then you could also make the case that if you have a highlight catch, maybe you didn't get a good jump on the ball. Or maybe, you know, right? Like, if you have to dive for a ball, does that mean that
you didn't see it come off the bat properly?
Usually, I got to be honest, though, Jackie Bradley's highlight catches are not the type where he's diving for a ball. It's that he's getting the things that you didn't think he had any chance of getting to.
No, I feel like he's done both. I mean, there's definitely been
but
those
the most
cases,
important
but,
thing is who's better at the plate, right? Because
we're talking about different
things
here.
This is just separate.
We're talking about just defensively.
Because that's the one thing
we're leaving the plate out.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
but defensively, they're so equal in the sense of even if Pillar or Betts is a better than Jackie Bradley Jr., it's not by much, right?
No, I do think Bradley is a very good
that's
to great
point.
Defensive player.
Saying,
I'm just saying he's not the best.
You're not
people make it out to be like he's the greatest thing ever out
you're
there.
You're not comparing him to like saying, all right, you're not going Jackie Bradley versus Manny Ramirez in the outfield. You're comparing guys that are very good at the position they play. These other two guys, Pillar and Betts, might be a little bit better. At the end of the day, if you have a guy that's talented, what can he do at the plate? And because that's where it's going to matter more when you're talking about guys that are relatively the same.
Dean's in Longmeadow. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
Listen, I just wanted to weigh in. First of all, Pillar, nice pickup for the Sox.
Yeah.
That's going to be solid for us. So it's good that we have.
I was a little surprised though when Bob Nightingale said it was going to be somewhere around $10 million for the year.
That's a lot. They're paying Bradley $11 million though, I guess. Yep. So
yeah, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the Brady issue right now. We all love to see him stay, of course, though. But you know, I grew up in Western Massachusetts, and you know, he's got a son out of wedlock from an actress, and she lives on the West Coast.
She lives in New York.
Yeah.
She lives in New York, though, but her home residence, believe it or not, is on the West Coast.
She spends most of the year in New York because she's in the show Blue Bloods,
right,
which films
and
in New York.
She's married
she spends
to
more
some
of
guy.
The year
they're
there.
Both in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, you guys are real smart. You both don't know. She lives on the West Coast. She's in New York for business and work, and her son goes to school on the West Coast. Being a Western Mass guy, I can tell you, her folks live right in our town. So,
good for you.
An opportunity. I'm going to just tip the hat right now, guys.
All right.
Before you interrupt me.
Wait, so how long does she live in New York versus how long does she live in L.A.?
Well, permanent residence is in L.A.
How long, though?
She is the Palisades.
How long does she live in New York?
Oh, hey, listen, I don't know.
You don't know that, okay.
Tabs on her, I don't.
Well, you seem to know a lot about her, but you don't know that
part
of it.
Her family lives.
No, I understand, but I'm saying if you're the permanent residence is in L.A., but she's there for 3 months versus 9 months, I think that's significant.
Yeah. Just say that if there's an open position, he'd probably end up taking the Chargers job. And you heard it here first.
Okay, no, really not first. We've heard
put Dean on our scoops board.
Except we've been saying the Chargers for a long time.
They were like
but he has the scoops that he...
Oh, Moynihan actually lives in L.A.?
Yeah, because of the family. He's close to the family in Western Mass.
But he was trying to circle around to... He's going to the Chargers. You heard it here first. Well, we've been saying that one. It made the most sense to everybody just in terms of the team that needs Brady more than any other is the Chargers.
Why?
Because of money. They're the second tenant of this new football Taj Mahal. They're way behind in PSLs and season ticket sales.
Right. You're saying from the team's perspective.
Yes, that's what I said. The team that needs Brady the most.
Okay.
They're
most likely to overspend.
They'll overspend.
But
if you're Brady, do you look at the Chargers?
Well, I didn't say they were his first choice.
Right.
I said the team that needs him the most.
I think they're down on his list. The Chargers.
Based on
because of they're in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs. Right? So if you're looking at, all right, opportunities, and not that, you know, Brady's going to shy away from anybody, but when you want to go to a spot where you go, okay, we have the weapons, we have the good coach, we're in a pretty good division where we can, you know, be top of the leaderboard, it's Tampa Bay. Do you want to have to face the Chargers twice, the Kansas City Chiefs twice a year, or some of these teams that you're going to, the Falcons, the Panthers, or who the hell is even in the NFC South? Who am I drawing a blank on the other team?
Bucks, Panthers, New Orleans. Falcons, New Orleans,
New Orleans. But then I guess if Drew Brees comes back, that's a pretty good opponent for you to have to see.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Dale.
You know you done messed up, right?
And Keith.
You wouldn't want that on your pancakes.
On WEEI.
So we've made an addition to the WEEI Scoops leaderboard just over here in the corner.
Scoops boat.
Because we're trying to give everybody the scoops.
It's very important.
Right.
Now we had what? Dan was
Dean.
Calling.
No, from, Dean.
Dean from Longmeadow.
Did you think Western he was... Did he rub you the wrong way at all?
Well, no, he was his...
Everybody rubs you the
right.
wrong
yeah,
way.
I know it's
you,
a mean thing, ultimately.
He said that...
kind of pompous.
He said... he was like...
He kind of did.
You were shooting down his theory of Bridget Moynihan, Brady...
Lives on the West Coast.
Is on the West Coast, and he was like, uh-uh. Yeah.
Now, I do understand that not everything on Wikipedia is gospel, okay? But I just looked up Bridget Moynihan's Wikipedia bio. Mm-hmm.
These are... Yeah. And what does it say?
I'm going to read directly here.
Okay.
In 2010, she moved from Pacific Palisades, California to New York when she was cast as ADA Erin Regan on Blue Bloods.
Okay. Everybody has said during this whole thing that she lives in New York.
Yeah,
on October 17th, 2015, she married businessman Andrew Frankel at a ceremony in the Hamptons.
That's also East Coast.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is gospel. I'm just saying according to this.
Yeah, but
she moved from Pacific Palisades, California to New York.
No, I'm not right.
She
Dean.
Was cast
but
on Dean's Blue
Bloods. Scoop was that he is from Weston, Mass, where her family is, and that
he said Longmeadow, and she is from Longmeadow.
Right.
And
wow.
So they,
like that, come
but
on.
He has a relationship with her family, and the family says, "Hey, listen, don't buy into it. She does stay in New York, but her home base." Is in California.
All right, but he also didn't know how much time she spends in the other place. Isn't that significant? And if it's 50-50, then what does it matter? He's just as likely to stay here as he is there. Or if she's here more often, then you're more likely to stay. So forget
but
that.
But do we really care about? We just all about
but
the
his scoop. Okay, so his scoop was he's going to the Chargers.
I'm not sure. Yes. I'm not sure he gets to keep
That's
his scoop,
scoop
on the board.
Well, when you know the family. And you're saying,
well, yeah, but if you're wrong,
we're getting really secondhand.
Oh, wait a
here,
second. So then we're gonna have to go through everybody's scoops and see
Wiggy,
how.
Wiggy, we just said she moved.
Well,
from
that's
California.
What Wikipedia said.
Okay,
everybody has said this.
You've either got to believe Dean or Wikipedia now.
Yeah, that's what Wikipedia. You can't believe Wikipedia,
but you believe Dean.
Well, he said
I
it's
wouldn't
from,
believe Dean. I didn't
I
like his
believe,
attitude.
Where is Bridget Moynihan from?
I will tell you this.
Where is she
I
from?
I just got a text.
Did you think he talked down?
I just got a text from somebody who does know.
You got a scoop?
Yes.
Okay, let me go to the leaderboard.
Bridget Moynihan lives in New York.
Oh, so you know what, Dean?
Wait, is that a scoop?
Dean, I mean, he owes us an apology. If he calls in, have him apologize to Shime off the air because that was a whole runaround for nothing. And he wasn't even right about it.
Well, you don't even have to give me the scoop for that. You can just take Dean off the board.
Yeah, that
I just got the text that said she lives in New York. That's where she lives.
Oh, my God.
Dean, get off the board.
Get him out of there.
No, take his name off the board.
Yeah,
he doesn't even get his name.
I don't want to see his name on the board ever again.
No, never again. Thank you,
Wiggy. That really
bummed
me out.
Thank you for taking his name off.
Clear that up. That was the shortest time anybody's ever been on a leaderboard.
I'm still at four. I don't get a scoop for that.
No scoop.
No scoop. All I did was confirm what we kind of
already
knew.
We already thought that.
Yes.
So you can't just have some guy make up a story and then you give us some truth and that becomes a scoop. So... All right.
Well,
all of that.
That's it.
What have we learned? Nothing.
We've learned that these.
We learned
off
if
the
a
board.
Guy calls in with a bad attitude, not to trust him. That's what we learned. I didn't like his attitude.
Right. Just because you're from, I guess, Longmeadow, and that's where she's from.
I'm
you
from
need
Weston, Mass.
You need to give us more than.
That's it.
That
her family and
right.
and she lives out there. How often? I don't know about that. I don't know all about her.
Yeah, you got
well,
to give us like
to.
She's out there 70% of the time.
Cool,
she's
now
only
you have something.
Right.
I well, had nothing. Thank well, you. Thank you for Dale.
I'm glad we cleared this up.
Yes.
It was a waste of time.
What's the scoop? It's the scoops board.
I know.
It's not my fault. It's John that put the scoops mm-hmm. leaderboard up there, thus bringing about this whole level of competition that is probably
it is.
Unseemly.
It's going to tear us all apart. Right.
Rob Bradford's not happy about it.
Oh, yeah, because
he's not
on
the board.
Journalistic
anyway.
Standard.
He's not
something.
Even on there.
Right.
That's stupid. Even a zero, like I'm on there with zero. At least I'm on the board.
Wiggy's on there with turning over stones.
I told you, it's like first 48, man. Yeah. If you, if,
oh
about
my God,
you don't
back
want
to, it's all he's it back is. To first 48.
Chris, Christian is the detective now. On first 48 that's putting yeah. everybody in jail because every tip that somebody gives him, he's running.
Now,
with.
This is not a scoop that Fourier had, though, on is it or is it not? When he says that the Patriots are done with Brady, because he drops a lot of I believes in mm-hmm. there.
Gonski.
That's why I wondered, because he said, I believe he has a house in
and
Connecticut.
And so he responded on Twitter to the New York Post, mm-hmm. who said, ex-teammate says Patriots are 100% done with Brady.
Oh, did he back away?
Yep.
Oh, come on.
No, he didn't.
Yep, he
what
did.
Is, what was his... What
let,
was...
Me read it. Let me read it exactly, because we can get into trouble when you start to misquote things. He said, so the New York Post headline... And there's a picture of both Brady and
Fourier.
Christian Fourier
yes.
as a player. Patriots are, quote, 100% done with Tom Brady, colon, former teammate Christian Fourier.
Mm-hmm.
Fourier retweets it, says, this is my personal opinion.
Oh,
we'll address it at 2 o'clock
scoop.
On WEEI.
Well, we'll be listening at 2. 617-779.
See? I told you, first 48, now we got to let this dude go because of your bad information, Foyer.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.